step against those downside risks in September by reducing interest rates 0.5%. So I wouldn't necessarily say, as a result of his comments last night, that it makes another rate cut in October a done deal. Indeed, we feel that the Fed will probably leave rates on hold and will only adjust rates down further if some of the perhaps more gloomier assessments of the economy prove correct.
But he did say, did he not, that he was ready to act again should the situation occur like that?
Well, that's correct. I think that was obviously a reference to the situation in the financial markets. The Fed has made it pretty clear that some of the stresses and strains that we've seen in the financial markets were a factor behind the Fed's decision. But at the same time, as Bernanke suggested himself, there does seem to be some degree of normality coming back to markets. And provided that continues, again, we feel that the Fed will just keep its powder dry on another rate cut for now.
And is it not a little bit worrying when you have Ben Bernanke himself saying that the ultimate implications of the credit crunch on the broader economy remain uncertain? Shouldn't things be getting a little clearer at this stage?
Well, the problem, of course, is that you're reliant on economic data that is always, by its nature, somewhat historic. It takes time for the collection of data and the interpretation of data. We've obviously had a fair amount of data from the August period, and we'll be getting soon, obviously, more data for September. But I think when you look across that data, obviously you see the weakness in housing that Bernanke referred to, but in other areas of the economy, employment, consumer spending, things have actually stayed a little bit more solid than perhaps the Fed might have anticipated back in September. And again, that gives us hope that, or expectation, that the Fed will probably not reduce interest rates later this month.
And what do you make of this so-called super fund? It's on the front page of the FT again today. The super fund to plan that helps to ease the markets, these banks that are getting together to build up this multi-million dollar fund. Is that a good thing? Is that going to make much difference to get some more certainty and calm in the markets?
I think it's a confidence issue. If that's the sort of development that brings back confidence, then it may well be something that is a good thing, and that the fund itself may actually not be sort of exhausted. But obviously, if financial market tensions escalate, then it may be a fund that perhaps proves inadequate. So it very much depends on confidence and whether moves like that or moves from policymakers can restore confidence in the markets. And I think that the confidence is coming back. It's very slow, and it could be set back again. But for the moment, things are probably still just heading in the right direction.